it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, pause it, point it, zoom it.
Holy E3, Batman. Or should I rather, I should say Spider-Man, maybe? Okay, I got XCOM, Rock Band 3, Spider-Man, Super Mega Ultra, Multiverse, Waffle Edition. We've got Call of Duty, Black Ops. We've got, what else do we have?
We got some WebM.
Oh, Force Unleashed.
Yeah. Oh, Force Unleashed 2. Man, that is, I'm still like,
reeling.
That's so awesome.
Okay, this is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And you are listening to That Computer Show, your source for the latest in gaming and technology news on today's fantastic episode 136. Take that, George Lucas. We're going to regale you with Rock Band 3 news. Why would you want to bother with yet another incarnation of music games?
Because it's awesome and fun.
Well, I mean, I've got Rock Band 1 and Rock Band 2 and Rock Band 1, 2 and a half. And
they are nothing compared to
Guitar Hero 1 through 5. And okay, we have the reasons here. And trust me, they are compelling.
Full of wind.
Oh my gosh, so full of wind. The famed XCOM strategy game gets a first-person facelift. I was not excited about this game until Leviticus showed me the way. I had a little squee. I did. Got some real news for you. Flash vulnerabilities gives Steve Jobs absolute control over your computer. That was the headline. And beware the coming solar storms. The Daystar is angry and it is going to take out your iPhones, your droids, your cybernetic prosthetics, your iCar. Have you heard about the Toyota iCar? I want to talk about the iCar.
I have not.
This is kind of a... I can't decide if it's cool or if it's stupid. It's one part social networking, one part wheelchair, one part motor scooter. And it's all Japanese. I'm dead serious, too. Okay, Firefox takes over the United States, and... I guess the intro music is done, so we should actually start talking about it instead of talking about it, huh?
Yeah, let's do.
Today's show sponsored to you with blah 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 Macondola. Wave? Is Wave what you're drinking?
I was drinking Wave.
I had Wave sugar free.
I had Wave sugar plus.
Ultra sugar. Okay.
I mean, there's so many cool tabs for me to click on and talk about.
Yeah,
I don't even know where to start.
Let's start with Rock Band 3.
Yeah, that's the one that I have pulled up.
Okay.
Either Rockman you 3. Have ESP or you have, like, peripheral vision, one of the two.
I've got ESPN.
In 3D.
Okay, Rock Band 3. Now, E3 is coming, and people are really excited. There's all kinds of cool tech news already leaking out of their ears.
And it begs the question, which is more exciting, E3 or all the stuff that leaks
yeah,
out before
E3? The week before E3.
It's like, yeah, I mean, something cool is going to be announced next month. And then a week before, it's like, we can't hold it. This is cool. Here, look at this.
It is.
We just
okay.
couldn't wait.
We talked about, what is it, Rock Band 3 having the keyboard?
Yeah, we mentioned last week, we said that there's a keyboard controller, and we didn't have a whole lot of information about it then, but since that moment, actually about 15 minutes after that moment, a lot of really cool information has come out.
Yeah.
The guitar controller looks really
Holy
cool.
Holy shnikes, dude.
Leviticus Clone 90 Jones over here is like... He 100-some-odd buttons and strings, and I want to do.
Now, there's two or three really big pieces of news here. The keyboard, it looks like it's a 2-octave keyboard. Goes from C to C to C.
C3 to C5.
And...
velocity sensitive.
Oh, it is?
It's velocity sensitive.
So if you nerd rage and throw it at someone? Hungry Like the Wolf has to be on there.
It's velocity sensitive, wireless, MIDI... port for it so you can use it to play other devices, but that's really cool. But for me, the most interesting bit of that is there's an adapter called the MIDI Pro.
This is the real news. This and the drum kit being full of awesomeness.
So I already own several really nice keyboards that I would rather use as controllers as opposed to the toy thing that comes with it. Now, granted, it's pretty neat, the guitar thing that comes with it, but I want to use my keyboards. I'm comfortable with those. I'm familiar. They make a MIDI adapter that looks like it looks sort of like an Xbox controller was all squared off without the nice curves.
Now, what is MIDI? Because for the people at home who aren't musicians, what exactly is... Whoa, hey, got music playing. What is MIDI?
MIDI is an acronym, stands for Musical Instrument Digital Interface.
Okay.
It's been around since probably more than, you know, longer than any of you guys have been around. Came out in like 1983. And it's basically a way for musical instruments to talk to each other
and plug in through to computers and other electronic devices.
Exactly, and it just it's a cable that you plug between devices, and it allows when you hit the key or you strum the guitar, you blow into the instrument, that gets converted to digital information, sent to another device so that either sounds can be played or recorded. It's been around since the 80s, and it was really cool then, and still kind of cool now because it allows us to do things like take our big professional keyboard and hook it up to a video game. Or if you have a nice Roland drum set that you're comfortable with and you want to, instead of just, you know, play in your band, you want to play for fun, you hook this up and you can use your Roland drum set, your Yamaha drum set, keypads, your Roland D50, your Yamaha, whatever cool instrument you have, plug it in and play this game with it. It's really cool stuff. Steven is speechless at the moment.
Okay. I don't know where to start. We'll talk about Promode in a minute, but one of the things that I really liked about Rock Band 2 was that I could still get to all my Rock Band 1 songs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was great, because a lot of my favorite Rock Band 1 songs, well, I love them, and I play them on Rock Band 2. Rock Band 3 will have an 83-song set list. That's a lot of songs. Now, some of the songs, let's find some good ones. I got some White Stripes. Oh, the Hardest Button to Button from the White Stripes. Dude, that song gets so much play. Yeah, it's so much playtime here. Jane's Addiction, Been Caught Stealing, Stone Temple Pilots, Plush.
Because, oh, I love that song.
Walking on the Sun, Space Hog, In the Meantime. Huey Lewis in the News, The Power of Love. I can finally have my own Back to the Future movie. I Love Rock and Roll, Sister Christian. That's a Night Ranger song. Here I Go Again from Whitesnake. Ozzy Osbourne, Crazy Train, of course. Bohemian Rhapsody. Break On Through, there's some Jimi Hendrix in there. Now, here's the thing, and I'm quoting from the Rock Band website. Rock Band 3 will have a credible 83-song set list, as well as support for the over 1,500 existing Rock Band tracks. Rock Band, Rock Band 2, downloadable content, track packs, AC/DC Live Rock Band, Lego Rock Band, and Green Day Rock Band.
There was a Lego Rock Band?
There was, yeah. Yeah, it was the people were all... Legos.
Interesting.
That's kind of cool. But and there will be weekly downloadable content releases after Rock Band 3 hits. Holy crap! That's a lot of music. Wow. Okay. Improved Music Library allows players to create and save set lists and share them with friends in-game and on rockband.com. Song filtering helps you find the songs you want to play, blah, 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 personal preferences. Promode. Okay, you've got easy, you've got medium, you've got hard, and you've got expert. Harder than it should be. Now you've got Promode, which is effectively what is the guitar controller has, what, 100,000 million buttons?
Yeah.
It has 100,000,000 to 12 buttons, 11 to 11. There's a drum set that I was looking at that had actual like crash cymbals that
it's a three set piece of
It's a three-piece attachment to the drum. So I can use my old drum set still? Sweet. Yeah, Pro Drums support three expansion cymbals with gameplay differentiation between toms and cymbals. Oh. Sorry. Pro Keys features pitch-accurate keyboard performance across a two-octave range displayed on an easy-to-read keyboard track. Fender Mustang Pro Guitar, simulated guitar controller from Mad Catz, or the Rock Band 3 Squire by Fender Stratocaster Guitar, real guitar controller hybrid. It is a fully functional, full-size, six-string electric guitar that also functions as a game controller that Fender and Harmonix have teamed up to develop. We can't cuss on this show, can we?
Not really, not officially.
Beatles Rock Band peripherals, blah, blah, blah. Band 3, yeah, okay. So you can still use your old controllers. You can change difficulty mid song.
That's kind of cool. If you get it in hard mode, and you're like, "Ooh, I'm not exactly ready for this yet."
Yeah,
but don't want to interrupt the fun. It's like, spat me down just a little bit.
Now, the only thing about this that I don't like.
So we can play the Beatles stuff too, right?
I'm not sure if you can play the Beatles stuff. It doesn't say that you can use the Beatles instruments, but I don't know.
Because the Beatles songs were awesome.
That's Rock Band 3 thing. Adds social networking tools so you can interact with friends and fellow Rock Band users using Facebook, Twitter, and more.
No. No, ma'am.
He doesn't like it. I like it. He doesn't.
Oreos,
like it.
People. No.
Hey, the limiter just
angry.
Lit up.
Sorry, I just ate the mic. A little slobber on there. I'm so excited. It's not just the wave energy drink coursing through my veins right now. It is. Yeah, it's awesome. You know, I don't have the Green Day Rock Band expansion, but I'll probably get it once Rock Band 3 comes out.
We have Lego.
We don't have Lego either. Were there any good songs on Lego's Rock Band? I don't know. Okay, so Lego's Rock Band, Guitar, whatever it's called.
Guitar Game Rock Fun.
Guitar Rock Fun Awesome. Special Edition. Okay. What else do we have?
Nothing. The show.
That's the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks for joining.
Okay, tell me about these flash vulnerabilities real quick. Let's get some, let's do some fun news and then some Steve Jobs as a douche news.
That's not on this row of tabs.
I can't find it either.
Fun row of tabs, which is in this window over here.
There is a vulnerability in Flash, if I remember.
Yes.
Correctly. It's what, Flash 10 point something?
Yeah, 10.02D2. I don't know. Basically, if you have a version of Flash 10 and it's not 10.1, you want 10.1. Go ahead and update right stinking now. Go ahead. Well, after the show, please.
Yes, please.
Because then you'll get silence and you'll wonder, what just happened? I just lost that computer. Oh, I hit the back button. So, yeah, go ahead. download the Flash update. If you have 10, go to 10.1. If you don't want 10, there's a fix for 9. But basically, it's a serious thing because Steve Jobs can take over your computer.
He can, and he will.
Hackers can remotely control your computer if they get a hold of this vulnerability. They can, you know, take over your computer like that episode of SVU and, look at all kinds of lingerie ads, and you're just done.
Speaking of theft, there's a security...
Oh, the iPad.
Yeah, there's
thing.
A security Ooh. Group.
this is a gaping security
issue.
Oh,
no, don't. I don't want to do it.
Yeah, okay, there. So I stretched it there with this.
You jerk. Go see security. If you know what they are, don't do it. If you don't know what it is, don't do it. Really, some things you cannot unsee.
Yeah, don't. I'm just messing with Steven here.
No, I won't. GOATSE. Anyway.
Don't spell it for anyone.
Well, he's going to link to Okay.
Don't link to it either.
No, don't link to that. No.
Oh, goodness.
The hacking group, Goatee Security, obtained email addresses using an automated PHP script that collected iPad 3G owners' ICC ID numbers and associated email addresses from AT&T servers using a publicly available feature on the carrier's website. Basically, AT&T, the old-timey underwear that has the flap in the back with the two buttons?
Before BVDs?
Yeah. You know
Before
what I'm talking
Fruit
about?
Loom?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
AT&T, basically, if you imagine their web server as that, and somebody unbuttoned those two buttons, and their butts were just hanging out.
I understand now. You've painted a very vivid visual picture.
Yeah, so...
Is their butt orange with stripes?
It is, yes.
Okay. I've seen that.
AT&T
before.
Has since... they disabled the feature, but... 2 minutes left? Okay. They... Not until an estimated 114,000 Apple iPad 3G owner email addresses were...
Ruh-roh.
Yeah, were owned. Wow.
Not just their email addresses. It was also their unique SIM ID as well. So it was they were able to connect whose email address was connected to what SIM ID. And we don't know what they're going to do with that information. But
how are you enjoying your iPads, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah, I mean...
Rather than contact AT&T directly with what they'd uncovered, Goatse tipped off an unnamed third party who in turn reported the design flaw to AT&T. I can't even say... the previously named security firm...
Yeah.
...took that route... Allegedly, to prevent AT&T from preventing the group from publicizing the email address
exposure.
Sorry.
The third party did that. I'm just looking back at you. Just we have to go to break now.
Thank you.
There's a list of jokes I want to make that are so inappropriate. Please cut my mic.
Oh my gosh. Okay, that's all for the first segment of That Computer Show. Please, we'll be back after the break with more technology news, like how great the new iPhone data plan is.
Not.
Or isn't. Yay, 200 megabyte cap. Woohoo! And Google is on caffeine. Well, their new search engine update is.
And so are we.
We're going to revisit real-life superheroes with stories across the country of tights wearing do-gooders.
Some
of
them. Oh! Tim Master Jay.
Oh, no.
He's
Apple.
Got me.
You're listening to That Computer Show at www.thatcomputershow.net. I'm never eating those cookies. Stay tuned. Segment 2 will start in mere minutes.
The United Nations condemns inhumane tourist traps. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. The United Nations Commission on Human Rights called for an immediate ban on must-see obelisks, wonder caverns, and fantasy parks today. Citing such atrocities as Wall Drug and the Wisconsin Dells Robot World, investigator Eduardo Casali of Chile testified before the council.
The loss of human dignity one suffers at such places as, for example, the world's tallest plaster trout, cannot be expressed.
If the ban is implemented, thousands of American tourist attractions will be closed, with the notable single exception of Chocolate World. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world.
About Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. Every day is different. Sometimes Valpak.com has savings on long-distance service. Other times, you might find discounts on long-distance travel. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. Depending on when you visit Valpak.com, you might find savings on pet care, car care, or even hair care. You could come across a coupon for martial arts or save on CDs from the top of the charts. At Valpak.com, you're in control. Just click the coupons that interest you and print them out any day, anytime. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online.
Hot dog, Armor hot dog. What kinds of kids eat Armor hot dog?
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on hot dogs. Soft kids, fizzy kids.
Even kids with chicken pox love hot
dog. Armor hot dog.
The dog kids love to bite.
Picking it up on the old banjo, put on the mustard and away we go.
When men fight dogs, they do say nay.
But when kids fight dogs, they yell.
Hooray for hot dogs.
Armor hot dog.
The dog kids love to bite.
and neutrality toward delectable pastries. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. Switzerland ended 185 years of neutrality today when the Swiss Federal Assembly unanimously approved an alliance with an assortment platter of oven-baked pastries. Swiss President Heinrich Kohler had this to say.
In light of the flaky crust and delicious fruit fillings these pastries offer, we can no longer remain neutral.
Under the terms of the accord, the Swiss military will defend the tasty baked items should they be invaded. Doyle Redlin for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, call it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick.
And we are back with more of That Computer Show, stretching the truth every opportunity we get. You're listening to us live from thatcomputershow.net as we broadcast from the Blue Room at That Computer Store. Okay. For a moment of serious commentary, I would like to talk about the like button in Facebook and how it annoys the crap out of me.
Really?
The like button in Facebook annoys the crap out of me because I have people who just click it. They don't even pay attention to what they're liking. They just go, like, oh, I like it. Like someone posted something about, you know, like, you know, eating babies or something weird. And the people are like, oh, I like that. I'm a fan. Oh, yeah, I support that. Really? Now, we have gotten so many machines from the store in the past week that had viral infections from people that on Facebook. Oh, I was on Facebook, and I went to download Farm Town Pets Garden Country Mobsters waffle, and I got a virus, blah, blah, blah. And I was making a poll. We were going to find out, hey, when's the next lock-in going to be? And there was this thing that said, do you like cute furry animals? Click continue. Okay, whatever. The problem was it was designed to look just like the continue button for the little poll. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I didn't know which one to click because, like, I was like, I want to make my poll, but I like furry animals, but I don't know which one is which, and I don't like them like that. And every time I go to my my Facebook profile now, I went to my Facebook profile last night to make an update about the lock-in. We were having a lot of fun. And there was this thing that said, like, hot singles. Okay, cool. You know, a picture of a pretty girl, hot singles, you know. And then there was one that was like Russian brides. Okay, whatever. And then there was one that was like Chinese brides. And then it was like furry creatures. And I'm like, what's going on with my profile? It's like it's trying to get me to date people. It's trying to get me to try new drugs. It's like being in college all over again. I don't need this. I don't need this. I just wanted to tell people that I was having fun and shooting things in a game. What about Rock Band 3? Ads for Rock Band 3?
Single.
Oh. I predict the fall of Facebook. Okay, all of the privacy things that have been going on, like, you know, they've changed their privacy settings and they changed them back because everybody got mad and blah, blah, blah. It's happening. MySpace died. I mean, it's still around, but the MySpace bandwagon shifted to Facebook. And now the bad guys have realized that Facebook is the next big thing. It's going down.
Yeah, but Facebook, they take a much more active role in trying to keep their hands wrapped around the security issues.
Yeah, but
MySpace was just
now,
it was
granted,
like the Wild West, man. Once the bad guys moved in, it was their territory, and
but
it was just,
how many Facebook infected computers have we had in the past month versus MySpace? Now, granted, nobody's using MySpace anymore. Okay, not even Tom uses MySpace. But it's almost to the point where I don't even log into Facebook because I know I'm going to get bombarded with crap. If I want to take a bunch of crap, I'll just come work with you guys at That Computer Store.
Yeah, I don't really get a whole lot of crap. I don't have the same experience you do. Of course, I also have a big red stop sign over there in the upper right-hand corner of my Firefox window.
It could be that, but I guess the point is you're having to employ an extra layer of security. My mom wants a Facebook page, and I'm not going to let her have one at this point because I've already had two or three family members contact me because they got a virus from using Facebook. We had a customer come in yesterday. He has two computers. They're both infected because he clicked on the wrong thing in Facebook. It's just – now, I don't blame Facebook for that entirely, but undeniably, this whole BS with the privacy thing, they kind of – I think they're getting greedy. They're getting greedy. It's happening. Anyway, that's my serious news. Now on to something cool. Like what? cops dressed as Batman.
What?
Yeah, let me find this link for you. If I can. Okay, I was just kind of browsing, and there was an article I ran across that talks about real-life superheroes. Now, we talked about that movie, Kick-Ass. And what is the Scott Pilgrim saves the versus the ex-boyfriends or whatever? So, a couple stories here. A guy dressed as Thor, Eric, during a home invasion, a robber was stunned to find a man dressed as the Norse god Thor inside defending the home. The intruder was chased off the flat in Edinburgh and left his shoes and a pitchfork behind. They can't get guns in Great Britain, so they use pitchforks, apparently. The man jumped out of a window, landing on a roof, and was not heard from again after he escaped the Norse god's wrath.
Oh, dear.
Local resident Torvald Alexander was dressed up as Thor for a New Year's Eve party. The man is 40 years old and still completely and irrevocably awesome, according to this article. Okay, that's cool. Here's a good
one. Spider-Man prevents comic book robbery?
The owner... Okay, what is this? The owner dressed as Spider-Man, noticed a shoplifter in his comic book shop, took the book out of his bag, and brought him to justice. The best quote from the video is the shop owner, there's a video that goes with it, getting quite cheeky and letting people know about the crew who helped him out. A couple Jedi Knights and a man dressed as the Flash. The Jedi watched the door, and the Flash kept things running. Whap, 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 whap. Wow. Now, this is my favorite. Two policemen dressed up as Batman and Robin captured a suspected drug offender in a...
Holy stretched lycra, Batman.
Once they approached the door, their intent, to confuse, disorient, and distract the offenders, worked to their advantage, as the offenders would not answer the door. I wonder why. One of the suspects decided to run out of the back of the house to try and escape. Batman and Robin were there waiting for him. Batman chased the man, hopped over a fence, and arrested him. According to fellow officers...
You have the right to remain silent.
Oh, my gosh. Really? I want to know why, like, what is the conversation that they... Like, no, you're the rookie. You have to be Robin. Like, which one... How did they figure out who had to be Robin? And was it an old Batman suit, or was it the Batman and Robin suit with nipples? I'm just wondering. Yeah. All righty.
Holy rusted metal Batman.
And there's a couple of others, actually. There's a Dark Guardian, Life, and Phantom Zero, all trained in martial arts. They patrol the inner cesspools of New York City. Knowing that safety comes first, he actually dons a bulletproof vest. He hasn't been shot. Guns have been drawn on him. And he only arms himself with pepper spray. He has his own MySpace page.
Who's this? Are you talking about the Dark Guardian?
The Dark Guardian, yeah. And June 8th, there's a meeting of the superheroes. His powers include bulletproof vest, human strength, and obviously persistence.
Human strength.
Life is a Hasidic Jewish superhero. Oh, my gosh. Born of meager means, he followed the tenets of his faith, leaving the world a better place than he found it.
I got four forward.
His powers include giving toiletries to the homeless.
There we go.
Helping confused and needy homeless people find
That's
shelter.
That's actually a really cool shot.
Yeah, that is awesome. He's like the Hasidic Jew Avenger. Yeah, his weakness, bacon.
No!
That's his arch nemesis.
Fried pork. I can't take it.
Yeah. In related news, the Baconator used to take him down in a recent supervillain battle.
Wendy is not only cute, she's armed to the teeth with fried pork goodness.
Oh my gosh. That's pretty awesome stuff. Now, if you want to be a superhero, costumed or otherwise, please be careful, because in the real world, you can get your butt beat worse than in movies. Actually, you can't, because in the movies, you like can take a beating, and then you go on to save the day. In the real world...
You end up in an ambulance.
Yeah, they don't have like extra men. Okay, did you know that AT&T is dumb?
Of course, I left them running and screaming. I went to Sprint.
Cool. Okay. I approve. The new iPhone 200 megabyte data plan. I'm looking at an article on device.com. AT&T's new data plan limits your 3G usage. There's a 200 megabyte cap with a $15 data plus. What does the plus in data plus mean?
Hold on, link that to me, because I have other plus? iPhone news. But
I don't understand.
This is not fun iPhone news.
Data plus frustration, because so somebody tested the data usage amounts with six typical tasks using the 3G network on an iPhone 3GS, measuring the data sent and received during each one for 5 minutes using their internal data usage meter. let's see. For the email testing, I manually check the email every 30 seconds, blah, 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 blah. So I can't understand the chart. There's a chart here, and it looks like you can watch 5 minutes of YouTube videos a day. No, that can't be right. I can't understand the graph. All these plans are spectacularly overpriced. $15 a month plan sounds better than the $30 a month plan. Blah, 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 blah. You know what? I hate AT&T. I can't understand. I can't understand this. I'm moving on.
I'm looking at my usage for the past month on my Sprint bill. I went ahead and just pulled that up to see what I've.
Okay.
And actually, no. This is this month as of 6/12. This is this month. I've already used, it's only halfway through the month, I've already used 43 megabytes, and I didn't use my phone that much this month.
Wow.
But last month, I'm pretty sure that I used a lot more than that on my Android phone. And
you can actually see that on the Sprint website?
Oh, yeah, you can see. Yeah,
I really need to log into that.
I've only used 45 minutes of my talk time, because it only measures the stuff that non-mobile to mobile. It only measures that. So...
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't use my phone as much as most people, but I've already used 43 megabytes of data, and I don't know.
You barely. Wow, and it's only the okay. Wow, so 200 megabytes is not a lot.
It's not. It's like a couple YouTube videos, maybe checking your email a good couple of times if you have, you know, Exchange Connection and you have a lot of.
I wonder how big the
using
Force Unleashed...
Using the Gadget app a good couple of times.
Oh, yeah.
And, man, next thing you know, you're either running overages or no more data.
I wonder how much the Force Unleashed 2 trailer is in space and in size. Because you need to watch it. Okay.
Yeah.
You remember Force Unleashed? Star Wars? It's like,
I didn't really play it. I didn't get to play it. Maybe because anytime it was on, there were little kids playing it, and I was like, oh.
You need to play cool. it. When we get... Because, okay, you play the game as John Jacob Jingleheimer Starkiller. His Jedi is my Jedi, too. You're basically Vader's secret apprentice that nobody knew about in any of the books or movies. Funny how that works. So you play as apprentice, and you kick some butt, and you kind of have this whole, you know, am I good or am I bad, this choice. Well, in The Force Unleashed 2, you find out... that Vader has no need for you anymore. And when Darth Vader says, I have no need for you anymore, but like as James Earl Jones, man, I'm talking, you got a turtle head. Just saying. So, you, of course, obviously, you get a little angry, kill a few thousand stormtroopers, and then find out that you've been cloned. What do you do? What do you what do you do, Chris? What do you do in the situation if you? First of all, I don't know why we would clone anybody here. That's just a whole barrel of monkeys. But what do you do when you're a Jedi and you find out that Darth Vader doesn't want you anymore? You're not good enough or smart enough or.
Let's see. I would probably kill everything in the room. crush a droid like a tin can.
That's a big droid too, dude.
Then. Get really angry and, I guess, pass explosive body-crushing gas and obliterate everybody in the room. Then, just for fun, chop another droid 10 times my size in half like a cantaloupe. That's probably what I would do.
Okay, fair enough. Now, And that's exactly what you'll get to do. The trailer, you need to check out the trailer, and we need to link to the trailer. It looks... The video is amazing. It's almost as good as the Star Wars Cantina commercial that I saw.
Oh, that was so great.
So check Force Unleashed out. It is awesome. Something else you need to check out. There's a viral video out right now. It's an Adidas Star Wars themed World Cup advertisement, and it is awesome. It has Snoop Dogg cutting up kids with a lightsaber. Not kids, literally kids, as in fools.
Who wants some?
Yeah,
that's great.
Daft Punk with the droids. You've got Ciara. You've got Noel Gallagher from Oasis. You've got Ian Brown of the Stone Roses. You got David Beckham. You've got actor Jay Baruchel. This ad is amazing.
Extremely well done. The CG was great.
Turns out there wasn't even an issue of Han shooting first. Han didn't shoot. Stupid guy with a DL-44 blaster. God, somebody hit him with something. That was awesome. Okay, that's all for the second segment of That Computer Show, broadcasting live from thatcomputershow.net. We're going to be back right after the break. We've got more news. XCOM, Google on caffeine, lead in children's snacks. I hope you're listening, Apple Rust. That Computer Show will be right back.
A Rubenesque woman has a Picasso-esque face. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. Hanover area resident Meredith Pierce is attracting the attention of the art world with her life-imitating art, face, and figure. Oxford University art historian Edmund Kent.
Pierce's plump form reminds me of the pig-eating servant girl in Rubens' Flemish Feast, and her grotesque, crooked face evokes Picasso's early experimentation with cubism.
Pierce will be crated and shipped to the Prado in Spain next month for a 2-year exhibition. Doyle Redlin for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
You worked too hard, you ate too much, the cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from Old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz, oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz, oh, what a relief it is. Ah, those Speedy Alka-Seltzer bubbles burst into action to relieve your upset stomach and aching head fast. It's only as directed. What a relief it is. What a relief.
We're going to do it. Yeah. Five dollar foot long.
That's not, no. It's five. $5. Right. No, and it's $5 for the, it's three.
It's a 30-second commercial.
Is he directing this now?
I was doing it right, wasn't I?
Everyone's loving the Subway famous $5 footlongs, and there's so many to try, like the Oh My Meatball Marinara or the Temp Delicious Spicy Italian. $5 footlongs, all day, every day.
$5 footlong!
What's inside the orange box? The best game of all time. Brain melting, offbeat genius. The deepest multiplayer game of the year. The Orange Box, October 10th. Rated T2M.
Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online for you.
I'm Mr. T, and this is my Night Elf Mohawk.
Cut, T. There's no such thing as a Night Elf Mohawk.
Shut up, fool! Like I was saying, my Mohawk storms through mighty forests on his frost saber. My Mohawk...
T, it's a warrior, not a Mohawk.
Well, maybe Mr. T hacked the game and created a Mohawk class. Maybe Mr. T's pretty handy with computers. Had that occurred to you, Mr. Condescending Director? I'm Mr. T, and I'm a Night Elf Mohawk. What's your game?
World of Warcraft. Try it for free at Warcraft.com.
Rated T for teen.
From San Francisco comes...
Rice, a-roni, the San Francisco treat. Rice, a-roni, the flavor can't be beat. One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice, a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
Rice-a-roni, the delicious break from potatoes, now in six fabulous flavors.
One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice, Macaroni, the San Francisco treat.
Doctors may have a cure for head bonk amnesia. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. Doctors at UCLA announced today that a second hijinks-induced head bonk may be effective in the battle against head bonk amnesia. According to researcher Dr. Clayton Yates,
our research indicates that head bonk amnesia may be reversed with the application of a second zany head bonk of equal or greater severity.
Potential side effects of the controversial new cure include clown horn honking sound effects and hallucinations of birds flying in a circular pattern around a patient's skull. Doyle Redlin for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it.
And we are back for the third segment of the Computer Show, brought to you by the funny accents of Stephen and Cleese. Not really. Okay. Lead in children's snacks. This is actually...
Doesn't it add like a nice tangy sour thing?
Oh dear. And I'm trying to
Makes people weigh a little bit more too. It kind of slows them down.
Yeah, I'm trying to work in real news in between all the awesome news. In a newly released report from the Environmental Law Foundation, nearly 150 varieties of beverages and fruit snacks marketed to children were tested for lead levels, and the results were not exactly good.
Is China like trying to poison us slowly, just like introducing lead into everything?
Yeah.
All of our food products, packaging, and just China. I think China's behind it.
It's China. According to the Elf,
I know what they're doing. They're dipping Barbie dolls into our food products with lead painted Barbie dolls.
According to the Elf, 125 out of 146 items contained enough lead in a single serving.
Holy cow!
To warrant a warning label under the California Safe Drinking Water and Toxic Enforcement Act of 1986. Everything from bottled juices to baby food to which is Laotian for baby food, to canned fruits. No category was able to pass muster on the food lead test. Additionally, it's not just larger producers like Welch's, Gerber, Minute Maid, Dole, and Del Monte. Smaller brands and store brands, Trader Joe's, Kroger, Safeway, made the list. Wow. A spokesman confirmed that the federal limits for lead were last updated nearly two decades ago. In the meantime, many scientists, including the American Academy of Pediatrics, now say that there is no safe level of exposure to lead. So even eating a little bit of lead may be dumb.
The only lead you should really have is Led Zeppelin. That's the only lead you should have.
Yeah, old man with a bundle of sticks, he's safe. Yeah. That's scary.
I'm going to make Steven happy.
Are you going to make me happy?
Just look at that smile. So, you're familiar with solar storms, right? We all know where that stuff comes from.
Our
sun might be waking up from a deep slumber.
Oh crap!
Says Richard Fisher. Well, it turns out the sun goes through these cycles. It's like 11 years or so. Well, it turns out that one of the parts in this cycle that's the most deadly for our electronic devices starts happening next year. This 2012 disaster kind of might be.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, except that it's not really going to wipe out life on Earth. Just kind of make it a little bit more boring. These solar storms could, like, wreak havoc with our satellites and our electrical grid and iPhones.
It's basically the planetary equivalent of ripping a big one.
So, in April, one of the most massive solar eruptions that we've seen happened. Luckily, it happened, you know, in the opposite direction of Earth. It was like pointed elsewhere. But
but as soon as the sun turns around, buddy.
I mean, seriously. Oh,
it's had
that
beans.
Was bad. Yeah, as soon as they're spinning around this thing, and all it has to do is point that at us, and we're done for, man. Just like, what's his name in Aliens? Bill Paxton.
Game over, man. Game over. Wow.
I want a Bill Paxton sound clip on tap for when this,
yeah.
Game over, man. Game over. I love Bill Paxton.
I got some game over news.
I just accidentally tapped the power button on my computer. I'm totally locked out.
Are you
out
sure
here.
It was you, or was it a solar flare?
It was a solar flare, I promise. So,
you know there's going to be another Transformers movie, right?
Really?
Yeah, it's Transformers 3, and they have confirmed that is the end. It is the last Transformers 3 movie they're going to make.
The Last Transformers 3 movie.
Well, yeah, that's kind of how they worded it. But Paramount decided to do one more movie. Michael Bay is going to do it, obviously.
I would really like if they got somebody else to do it.
Yeah, like, I don't know, Mr. Bill.
Well, Del Toro, I mean, he's got some time on his hands.
Yeah, now he does. This one really builds to a final crescendo, Michael Bay told USA Today. It's
did
not
Michael Bay just use the word crescendo?
Yes, he just did. It's not three multiple endings. As a trilogy, it really ends. The franchise could be rebooted again, but I think it really has a killer ending. The director...
Wait. It's not up to Michael Bay whether the Transformers end or not.
The director also revealed who the villain is. It's Shockwave.
Surprise!
The one-eyed overseer of Cybertron, whose toy turned into a wicked purple laser cannon thing. I really liked that gun toy.
I had that gun. It was kind of cool.
As for the plot, there is none. The new film features Sam Witwicky taking his first tenuous steps into an adulthood.
And then something blows up.
Yeah, while remaining a reluctant ally of Optimus Prime.
And then there's the sexy chick.
Reluctant.
Who then blows up.
Yeah, and apparently it has something to do with the space race between Russia and the United States.
Blowing up.
Implying that the Transformers played a hidden role in mankind's first exploration into the galaxy as
on a motorcycle.
In a world.
I could sum up every Michael Bay scene in this film. It's going to be either one of the following things. A chick on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
A motorcycle.
Yeah.
An explosion.
Yeah. What about a motorcycle that turns into a chick? RC in the last movie.
And then pew, 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 boom.
It's a trifecta.
And then somebody going down a road and an explosion. And in fact, I think we're having a Michael Bay director's meeting right here. Transformers 4? What? Okay, starts out with an explosion. And then a chick on a bike, and then an explosion. And then credits. That's it.
That's all you need. Well, that's actually the Victoria's Secret commercial that he did.
Have you? Yeah. Okay. For those of you out there who would like a nice little chuckle, Google this, the Michael Bay Victoria's Secret commercial, and you'll understand more about my distaste for Michael Bay. Because it is exactly that. If you think about the Transformers films and how they were, you know, there's a lot of, like, scantily clad, female, sweaty, explosion, motorcycle scenes, and then watch this ad. It is basically Transformers without the robots.
Yeah. I've got some other movie news that has nothing to do with Michael Bay. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, let's just end that altogether. In fact, I would like Michael Bay to just end.
Do you play World of Warcraft?
No, not... Yes, I do.
Yes. Are you going to go to the World of Warcraft movie?
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I have an addiction. I must feed it.
Yeah, fair enough. So we know
it's like
that
a pet. We know that there's constant
a
care.
World of Warcraft movie. We know Sam Raimi is going to direct it, which is pretty awesome. It looks like he might actually do, let's see, hold on, there's some news here somewhere. He may actually do a Wizard of Oz prequel before he does the WoW film. He was offered the job for directing Oz the Great and Powerful, a Wizard of Oz prequel that Robert Downey Jr. may be starring in, as the title character. Dude, could you imagine Robert Downey Jr. as Oz before Oz became old and senile? Like, when he was, like, really powerful and he was the great and powerful Oz?
That would be kind of cool.
That would be cool. I just see, like, hurling fireballs and, like, yeah, it'd be...
Well, I thought he was never really powerful. He was just an old man with a machine. He was a trickster.
I think that in some of the other books, I think that when he was younger, he was kind of a B.A., not like B.A. Baracus, because he wasn't a black man with a mohawk. Have you seen the latest trailer?
Foo.
When Murdoch accidentally drops something on B.A.'s van?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I want to see this movie.
Let's go see it.
When's it out?
You're kidding, right?
Is it out?
Yeah.
What?
Let's go see it.
Okay, we're going to see that tonight. Hell yeah. That's right, son.
Foo.
I don't know who
there's an entertaining clip on YouTube that is like 100 times Mr. T saying foo.
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 Shut up, foo. Get out of my face, foo.
Oh, another movie that I really want to see. I want to see The Hobbit. Foo.
Foo. I'm sorry.
I pitted foo to don't eat my cereal. I really do. Okay, it looks like Derek just sent us an IM. He's going to see the A-Team with us tonight.
All right, man. So is it that computer store movie
I think
outing?
It just might be. I think we just yeah.
That just happened. Awesome.
Boing. Since everybody was at the lock-in last night, they'll have gotten a good night's sleep, and they can come to the movies tonight.
You mean a good day's sleep?
Yeah, a good day's sleep. But
there,
I do.
There were a couple of gamers this morning.
Wearing a Tinkerbell blanket. You
know, I've got pictures, and they will go on Facebook.
Yeah.
Still good for a few something. Of them walked out with drank so that they could actually go to sleep.
Oh.
And we had to tell a couple of them not to drink.
Don't drink and drive.
Yeah, don't drink and drive.
And
so.
Mark, I got to call out one of our gamers. Marticus, I saw an open container in your car. I will kick your tail. You will kill some kids. Okay, drank. We've talked about drank. Drank is an anti-energy drink. I really want to get this Hobbit news
slow
done.
Slow your roll.
It slows your roll. It shuts your butt down. It's got valerian root, rose hips, melatonin. It's got sugar in it, but apparently that doesn't affect
just to make it taste.
Just to make it taste. It
sweet,
tastes,
y'all.
It's grape. It is the grape soda sedative of the gods. It's good. But yeah, I caught you with one in your car. And that's just dangerous, man. And he just sent me an instant message. Let's see what he said. He said, that's been there for weeks. The point is, at some point in time, it was in your vehicle, open, and you drank some. Been there for weeks. We're going to have a talk. Okay. The Hobbit. There's a movie, The Hobbit. We've read the books. It's awesome. Guillermo del Toro quit.
Oh, no.
He was set to direct it and pretty much guaranteeing it was going to be awesome. In light of ongoing delays in the setting of a start date for filming The Hobbit, I am faced with the hardest decision of my life. Now, that's not me saying that. I'm actually quoting Del Toro, because, I mean, what do I have to do with it? I'm not. After nearly 2 years of living, breathing, and designing a world as rich as Tolkien's Middle Earth, I must, with great regret, take leave from helming these wonderful pictures. There's going to be two of them, because it's a long book.
But Jackson's still in it, though.
Yeah, Peter Jackson, Fran Walsh, and Philippa Boyens. Apparently, part of the problem is MGM UA has, they're still looking for a buyer. They put themselves up for sale in November 2009. I got $20. I'm pretty sure it's worth more than $20, but if they really need a buyer just to get this movie going, Chris, can you loan me like 10?
Yeah.
Kyle, you got a 20 on you? That's $50. I mean, that's like half $100. I'm just saying, Guillermo, man, let's talk about this. I remain an ally to it and its makers, present and future, and fully support a smooth transition to a new director, said Del Toro. I hope he's quitting it for the right reasons and not because there's like actor-producer drama. Because this movie has to be good. It has to be good. Or Tolkien will rise as a zombie and go Sauron on somebody's tail. Or Sauron? Sauron? Yeah, okay. I'm just saying. Yeah, Sauron. What do you got for me, buddy?
That's just sad stuff.
You want to talk about Google caffeine real quick before our caffeine wears off? Or do you want to talk about iPhone sucking?
Well, I was reading this article about the iPhone 4, which it comes out with the next week on the 24th, I think.
Yeah, and AT&T is going to give away rainbow...
Well, actually, that's their uniform in the corporate stores.
Okay.
It's the AT&T logo and... in fabulous colors.
It's fabulous.
Careful there. I read the specs on the iPhone 4. Some of them are pretty impressive, and some of them are, well, I'm quite familiar with. Some of the things, like the glass that the front and back panel are made out of, is this new kind of glass that's really durable, actually. I guess it's the same style as the Gorilla Glass that the HTC Evo 4 is made with. Now, I've seen videos of somebody just knocking the crap out of their HTC Evo, and it was an Evo that had there was a problem with it. He was sending it refurbished, so he decided to attack it to see how well it would handle scratch tests. He, you know, chucked pennies and keys, and then eventually a razor blade, and the thing came out unscathed. It was pretty cool. Well, anyway, back to the iPhone 4. I'm looking at some of the features of the new OS. Background audio, like Pandora playing while you're doing other stuff. My iPhone does that. You got VoIP kind of stuff. Yeah, I got that. it's a background location with
GPS. Is this
GPS.
A list of features of your phone?
Wait, that Android 2 does that. Orientation lock. Well, that's kind of cool. Spell check had that for Android 1. Bluetooth keyboard, same thing.
Yeah, okay.
User-defined wallpapers. Used to have to break your iPhone. Jailbreak your iPhone to do that.
Yeah, my background is like that computer store tree.
Yeah, I got some other cool stuff, but you have Android. Tap to focus while recording video and phones. Now, that's a cool feature that, you know, I think that's kind of hardware, so, you know, that's pretty cool stuff there. Playlist creation and nested playlist. Wait a minute. Why is that listed as a feature of the operating system when I have, like, 10 different MP3 playing programs on my phone? I just don't get it. Why would you lock yourself into some platform that doesn't let you express yourself on your phone with cool...
So you can have the aura of cool that Michael Bradley always talks about.
Now, the screen is kind of nice. Is really high res. But
he's an iHuman.
But Samsung, who is like, you know, they are the king when it comes to displays, they basically called Steve Jobs out on their display. It may be high res, but it doesn't look nearly as good as the AMOLED screens that are coming out.
So. You know, I'm disappointed because I didn't get to talk about Spider-Man. I didn't get to talk about Call of Duty Black Ops. I didn't get to talk about Google on caffeine. Okay. That is all we have for this week's episode of That Computer Show. I'm going to try and talk about some of this stuff maybe during the week. We'll just get some blog action going. We're going to be back next week with more of That Computer Show, Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hit us up during the week at thatcomputershow.net. Get downloads, blog posts, past episodes, and more. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Look us up at TCS Joe. Tweet with us and join in on the fun. Ask us questions. We'll answer them during the show, unless they're stupid, and then we'll just make fun of you. Until next week, this is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And you have been listening to That Computer Show.